Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. I wanted to talk about, you know, discrimination happens a lot, not just with color, not just with race, religion, sexual orientation, or identity, which is wrong to be discriminatory. And I, unfortunately, experience in the categories of race and religion and other things, how bad it can be. But discrimination has happened with, you know, in general, to people who are considered overweight or disabled. You know, for me, I have my own unique style, you know, with my clothes. I wear my certain type of clothes, and, you know, and they consider me disabled because of what I wear. I wear these clothes, I wear jogging pants sometimes, and I wear shoes, and I have, you know, I'm an artist. And I was like, they're so ignorant. I don't deal with ignorant people. Ignorant people can cause a lot of harm, and they're the ones who discriminate because of their ignorance with religion and so on. Listen, I dealt with the Christian conservatives about race, sexuality, all that stuff. So I don't want to deal with that, those who discriminate. If, you know, they use religion as an excuse, it's still wrong. They're homophobe, they're racist, etc. I stay away from those types. I consider them very dangerous. But it's also dangerous to discriminate somebody who's overweight. And I'm not disabled because of the way I look. You know, a lot of artists wear their own clothes. Sometimes, you know, we should not go by somebody with somebody look. Sometimes, you know, I was walking and I said, oh, I had my shoe lace missing or this or a hole in my shoe accidentally and they think I'm disabled. They're idiots. Have they talked to me directly? And that should not be a deterring factor or should hinder me from being in the industry, music industry, because I look unusual. Or if I was disabled, that should not hinder me from being in the industry. The truth is there's a lot of disabled artists, musicians, actors in the industry. There's several artists who have been diagnosed with mental health disorders. There are several artists who have health issues like diabetes, agoraphobia. There's several artists who are blind. Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder are blind, but they deserve to be in the industry because they're geniuses. They're very gifted musicians. So we shouldn't go by it with somebody disabled. That's ignorant. We should go by it with somebody who's talented enough to sing, or they can write, or they can play. If the way, you know, and, you know, if someone looks unusual or whatever, we should not, or look kind of way out there. They could still be one of them. They could still probably be a great singer, songwriter. They could probably sell a lot of records, and that has happened. I, as far as overweight, that's not fair. Yes, I will say I'm heavy set, okay? But I should not be deterred from being in the industry because I'm heavy set. I've written a song about that, you know, it's like, if I'm heavy set, that should not deter me from being a musician to make it. I'm glad we got Meat Loaf, who's a great singer, who made it, one of a legend in rock and roll, who was heavy set, but he had a great voice. And I'm glad we have in rhythm and blues, Lizzo, she's quote unquote, have her own style. She's extra large size, but it didn't deter her from being a star. She became a star because she has talent as a singer songwriter. So it doesn't matter what her size is. It's all shapes and sizes who have made it in the industry because they are talented. And you know, I'm gonna bring up economic discrimination. So you know. If someone ain't working or not working, that should not deter them from being in the industry either. That's ignorant. there are a whole bunch of musicians out there, not just in West Hollywood or all over LA, who are unemployed because they're, you know, writing, singing songs, playing. They probably lost in and out of jobs. There are several unemployed artists who have gotten famous and have became very successful because they, you know, were discovered, they were unemployed, and they became employed singers because they were already doing that because they probably lost their job and they were still playing the guitar or still trying to act or whatever. So that is an excuse. Economic discrimination should not be used either. So just because someone's overweight, disabled, or any type of discrimination should not be stopped from success. You know, that is where it is. And you know, no type of discrimination should be allowed. I leave it fair. You know, I mean, we should look at someone's talent or someone's essence. The truth of the matter is a lot of people don't. They look at what someone look like. If you have the conventional or phylogenic looks that's conventional or what people perceive to be beautiful, they tend to be more popular because of their looks and not because of who they are on the inside. And that's not good, is it? I think the perceptual biases happen with look, and it happened to me a lot. They didn't see inside my talents or my mind. They saw what I looked like and made a judgment without examining my talents. And, you know, it's always wrong because there are people who are so odd or who are so heavy set and sell millions of records or can sell a movie or can sell a record. You have to look at the person individually of what they got, their essence, their talent, and their personality, and they can really make it. So now leave it there. Any type of discrimination is wrong, but just because someone's overweight or disabled should not stop them from being successful. Not just in the entertainment industry, but also in regular jobs. There's discrimination based on the way someone looks. I was not hired at jobs because of the way I looked. They didn't look at my essence. It was racism. Okay? They looked at how big I was, and they thought I was dangerous, and I was not. So please, this world got to stop because there's going to be so many lawsuits and so much pain and so many people's lives destroyed who happen to be who want to hire because they discriminate against going by a look or a race or whatever. We have to look at their personality, their qualifications, or their talent. That counts more than anything. Good day, good night from Dove Night.